Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. Today, we're going to talk about something that so many people are afraid of. It's what prevents people from taking action towards their dreams, their goals, and their desires. And that's failure. So many people are terrified of failure. So today I want to dispel the illusion of failure, reveal what failure really is, and most importantly, give you the one key to make sure that you never fail again for the rest of your life. How does that sound? Now, that's a pretty bold claim. I get that. But stick with me on this because I want to explain this mindset and a different way of looking at things. So what is failure? What is failure? Well, the truth is failure does not exist. There's no such thing as failure. Hate to break that to you. Failure is something that you've made up in your mind. It's an interpretation of an event. There's a certain event that shows up in your life. Something happens that you perceive, you interpret as negative, as a failure. And most often that event is something that you did not expect. You had an expectation that was not met. So you set a goal for yourself. Maybe you said, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to make all this money. I'm going to build a successful business, whatever your goal is. But the reality is when you first set that goal, you're naive to the process. You don't know what it really takes to achieve that goal in the time frame that you set that goal with because you've never been through it before. You don't know the reality of it. You don't know the reality of what will show up and the challenges you'll face along the way. And so the very nature of you setting a goal that you've never achieved before is very naive and unrealistic. And so most often when you do set a goal, when you do have an expectation, what are the chances that the expectations that you have in life are not going to happen the way that you thought they would? Mostly everything in life. Most things in life, you have an expectation and it does not happen the way that you thought. That's called life. And that's mostly because you don't yet have an experience to know the process, or there's a lot of uncertainties in life and a lot of things are going to happen and all these things are going to show up. Life happens in the way, in the pursuit of the goal that you had. Now, what happens though for most people is when things don't work out the way they want, then they create a meaning and a story of that event that they failed. And the deeper issue here of why people are afraid of failure is they make that mean that they're a failure and that they're not good enough. And oftentimes your failures, okay, I hate using that word, but we're going to use it for the purpose of this video because you can understand it. Most often it triggers a wound from your past where you tried to do something in school, you did an assignment or the test or the project and you got a bad grade. And you made that interpret and mean that you failed and that you're not good enough. Maybe your parents got upset with you. Maybe you felt judgment from your peers. You felt embarrassed or you felt stupid or humiliated. Oftentimes we all have experiences like that when we're young that was very traumatic for us. And so as a result today in our lives, when we try to achieve something, often we have fear that prevents us because we don't want to relive and re-experience the traumas that we faced in our childhood. And so that stuff repurposes itself. It shows up again and again. And the reality is that it does not exist. Nothing in life has any meaning but the meaning that you give it. Everything in life is neutral until you show up to it and you create a meaning of it. Okay, so let me explain this. Imagine there's a glass of water. Okay, I learned this analogy from T. Harv Eker. There's a glass of water. Water is neutral. Now, here you have a filter and you pour the water through it and the filter is red. Now, when you pour water through a red filter, the water comes out and now the water's red. Now, is the water really red? No, it's neutral. It's not until you pour it through the filter that it becomes red. Or maybe you have a blue filter. You pour the water, which is neutral, through the blue filter, it comes up blue or pink or orange or purple, whatever color. Now, the filter is our interpretations, our beliefs, the meaning that we create out of the events of life. Okay, we make it up in our head because what one person might interpret as a failure, another person might interpret as a learning. You know, so for example, I know someone starting an online business. They are selling a product online. And so they had this expectation, I'm going to put up my product, I'm going to make all this money from it. And sure enough, it didn't work out the way they expected it to. There's more challenges, more adversity, more to know, and things that showed up in their life that, you know, prevented them from getting what they wanted out of the goal. Procrastination, fears, and laziness, and you know, things got busy with their family, they got off track, they lost focus, they got distracted, all these things that show up, right? This just, everybody can relate to that. Now, sure enough, this person did not make money. And after a year, they didn't make money. And so they created the story that they failed, that you know, it didn't work out for them, and they feel bad, they feel disappointed, they feel frustrated, and they over-dramatize the events which they're making up in their mind, okay? But meanwhile, they didn't realize that most businesses actually don't make money in the first year. That's the reality of it. And perhaps it wasn't really a failure. Maybe you just needed more time. Maybe all these unexpected things showed up and happened that you weren't prepared for, and the goal that you set was maybe not realistic enough. And so maybe you just gotta push it back a bit. Maybe instead of looking at that first year as a failure, you can look at it and say, you know what, I just gotta be more patient. I got to put more effort into it. I got to take more action. I've got to look at what I've been doing and analyze and see what I can improve and do better. What can I learn from this event and this experience so I can get to what I want? I can set a new expectation now based on new experience and knowledge that you now have that you gain through the process. So was it really a failure? No. You could look at it in a different way. In fact, this person, after the first year, they started making money. But if they believe that, oh, it's a failure, didn't work out, this doesn't work, I'm not good enough, and they did that whole story, which again is just reliving all the stuff from your past, then they would have never continued the process of continue to take action to get to the result and what they really wanted. So the reality is it does not exist. It's your interpretation of events in life. The meaning that you create is what your experience will be. If you look at the most successful people in the world, they all failed by society standards, but they didn't perceive it that way. Because if you perceive things as a failure, you create that meaning, then that's what it will be for you. Okay, you'll get caught up in all the emotion of that. So one of the most famous failures of all time is Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison failed over 10,000 times to invent the light bulb. Now, he had a famous quote. He said, I did not fail 10,000 times. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. And he realized that though every one of those events, every one of those attempts that didn't work out the way he thought or expected, there is value in that. There is lessons in that. There's growth in that. In fact, some of those attempts led to other discoveries, other inventions that he was able to utilize, and actually resulted in other successes that most people didn't, you know, he wasn't even aware of would occur from that. And so he didn't view it as failure. You know, Michael Jordan, most famous professional athletes of all time, famous quote, he said, you know, I missed this many shots this many times. I've been trusted to take the game winner this many times, and I missed this many times. And so he said, I failed and I failed, but that's why I succeeded. Because he never viewed it as a failure. I mean, think about it. If you're an athlete, if you're a basketball player, and you have a ball and you take a shot and it misses, is that a failure? You could look at it that way. Oftentimes, if you're an athlete and you shoot the ball and it doesn't go in, if you perceive that as a failure, then your confidence goes down. You feel bad about yourself. You start beating yourself up. You don't feel good. Your self-esteem lowers. And now when you try to make the next attempt, which most often, if you really make it mean that you're a failure, then you're probably not even going to shoot the ball again, because you're going to judge, you know, your future based on that one experience, that one missed attempt. But most often, if the athlete does take another attempt and maybe it misses again, they can decide, is that going to affect their confidence? Is that going to mean that they're a failure, that they're not good enough? No. Or they just keep taking a shot. They try again and again and again and again, and they don't create the meaning and allow that to lose their confidence because they don't perceive it as a failure. In the same way, if they miss a game, does that mean that they're a failure? If they lost the game, rather, does that mean they're a failure? Of course not. They look at it and they learn from it. They watch the tape, they study, they see how they can improve and get better for the next game. But if they over-dramatize it and say, I lost the game and I wasn't good enough, I had a poor performance, I'm never going to play basketball again, then sure enough, that will be their reality. So here's the key. Here's the key. Realizing that failure does not exist, so it no longer has any power over you, okay? But number two, realizing that in every experience of life, every event of life, there's incredible value. There's positive attributes. There is something good and positive that you need to take from it. Maybe it means instead that it's a lesson. There's something for you to learn. And when you learn from something, it no longer becomes a failure. It becomes an asset. It becomes something you can utilize that moves you further towards you achieving your goals and what you really want. So there's a learning, there's growth to be had. Maybe this experience that's happening is happening for a higher purpose and reason, to challenge you, to help you discover things about yourself that you didn't before, to help you become stronger, to be able to deal with adversity and challenges. Because listen, what would life be like if everything that you wanted, everything that you expected happened the way that you thought it would? You'd be bored. You'd be bored out of your mind if everything that you ever thought of, everything you expected, after a while, it'd be fun. You know, at the beginning, it would be fun. But after a while, it'd be bored because you'd be looking for the variety of life. And part of the life is realizing that just not everything's going to work out the way you want. And that's okay, because sometimes you not getting what you want helps someone else get what they want. And sometimes that's a contribution to them. So it's all how you interpret things. But the most positive interpretation, the meaning that you can pull from every event, is what did you learn? What was great about it? How did it help you in your life? When you look at things that way, you're no longer afraid of it. In fact, you embrace it. You're excited. Every time something shows up in your life, good or bad is just an interpretation, but you just thank the universe. You thank God. Thank you. You trust in the process. Great. There's lessons here. There's values here. This is going to make me better. I'm going to learn from this. Sometimes you lose money, sometimes you lose time, but it's never a loss. Loss is an illusion. It's something that you gain. You gain experience, you gain knowledge. You know, when I was first building my internet business, I shared before, I went through 3 years of really never making any money. Just a little bit of money here and there, didn't last, 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 30 bucks. You know, it was never sustainable money, and it was mostly not making any money. But what sustained me is I never viewed that as a failure. I invested money, I invested time, I invested in courses and education, a lot of things. But I looked at that, you know, people go to university, they invest $50,000 into education to get a degree, to get a diploma that gives them the potential to get a job. I just looked at it, hey, you know what? This is my education. I'm making attempts, I'm trying, I'm learning. And most of the things didn't work out the way I expected it to, but I didn't have such high expectations. My expectations was I was gonna learn and I'm gonna grow, and I'm gonna instead appreciate, instead of have expectations, change my expectations into appreciation to look at all the incredible things that I was learning and benefiting from that laid the foundation that helped me eventually become successful. That's a mindset. If you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at change. It's a quote from Wayne Dyer. Very powerful. You change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of failure? Maybe you got to lower your expectations. Maybe you just got to trust things that show up as a blessing in your life and appreciate it and look at the learning and the good. If you master that, you master life. You master that, you can find the good in everything. Whatever life throws at you, you realize that life is happening for you, not to you, then you're free. Then you've got an extraordinary quality of life. Because guess what? Most things in life are going to happen and show up the way we don't expect. We can't always affect that. You can't control life. You can control your interpretation of life, the meaning that you create. You do that, you're never going to have to worry about failure. Every experience becomes a blessing, a positive. You learn from it, and that contributes to your success. So if you resonate with this, give this a thumbs up. Hopefully I was able to shift your mindset here on YouTube and help you look at things in a different way and realize, hey, you got nothing to be afraid of. In fact, I think the only failure is not trying. Just staying paralyzed in your life and having your life look the same every single year as it did the year before. And you're not growing, you're not progressing, you're settling in your life. And you're going to have massive regret later. So the only failure is not trying, not doing anything. And as long as you learn, it's no longer a failure. It's a gift. It's an asset for you. So if you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe for more videos. Leave a comment below. Let me know your thoughts and if this is able to help you in your life and add some value. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next video. So God bless you. Be well. See you again soon.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.